This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
In the race for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts, with the primaries just 1 month away, a new WBUR poll finds that the contest remains pretty much wide open, thanks to a lot of voters who remain undecided. On the Democratic side, Congressman Ed Markey leads his Democratic rival Congressman Steve Lynch by 11 points, but 41% of those polled have yet to make up their minds. On the Republican side, former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan is ahead, but again, because of those undecided voters, the race remains up in the air. For some insight into these numbers, we turn to Steve Cozzella, president of Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted the survey. Hi, Steve. Good to have you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So let's start with the Democrats first. Veteran Congressman Ed Markey leads his rival, as we said, Steve Lynch, by 11 points. But according to the poll, it's certainly not an unassailable lead, right?
The real striking thing about this poll, both in the Democratic primary, the Republican primary, pretty much any of the numbers you look at, is the number of people who haven't made up their minds either about who they're going to vote for and really haven't made up their minds about what their opinion is of the candidates themselves. There's a striking number who say, I've never heard of the candidate. I've heard of him. I have no opinion. I've heard of them, but I don't know who I'm going to vote for. I mean, this close to an election, this close to primary day, that's pretty striking.
And any theories as to why people are remaining so detached from the race?
The theories that are out there would tend to be, you know, fatigue and that sort of thing. And, you know, we just came off a couple sort of barn burner contests, and this one hasn't necessarily developed that kind of feel yet, but nothing necessarily that comes from the numbers on those.
Well, let's go back to the numbers, because according to your poll, despite trailing Markey, Steve Lynch is actually more likable, right?
It's important to remember that the people that he's leading among, in other words, Markey's up by 11 over Lynch in the Democratic primary, but then when you look at who's better liked, you're including the entire electorate. So you're including Republicans, you're including unenrolled voters. So a broader swath of the electorate gets that who's better liked question. And on that one, as you said, actually, Steve Lynch does do somewhat better on that question.
So the race remaining very fluid on the Democratic side. You found the same is true on the Republican side.
Right. So there again, we found even higher number there who don't have an opinion of the three candidates. I mean, looking at the number who said they either had heard of them but had no opinion, they'd never heard of them, and so forth. Those figures for Sullivan were 71%.
That's former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan, right?
Right. Gabriel Gomez, 80%, and Dan Winslow, 90%. And again, this is a month away from the election, and those are the percentages of people who don't have an opinion about the Republican candidates.
Right. So that suggests that that race, too, even though Sullivan has the lead, you've got to believe it's extremely fluid and far from set in stone.
Right. I mean, when you look at the vote question, it's, you know, 53% don't select one of the three candidates. Again, either they don't know, they say some other candidate, they wouldn't vote and that sort of thing. So you've got half of the electorate a month out who hasn't chosen one of the three candidates that's running.
So, Steve, let's look at the issues and what your poll found. You asked voters to list which issues were most important to them. So break down some of the top ones for us.
Right. So usually when we ask this question, it's the economy is number one, almost no matter how we ask the question. Then it's healthcare and education are number two and three. So this time we actually excluded that second and third issue just to see what other kinds of things people might be focused on. And we found relatively unusually that the deficit and gun control were up there. You know, we've seen the deficit up there in some other polling, but gun control, it was pretty unusual for us to see, you know, sort of breaking into that, I'll call it a second tier, because it didn't get up around the, you know, where the economy is, but to see it that high up on the list was pretty unusual. Then lower down the list were the so-called social issues like abortion and same-sex marriage and that sort of thing. Those we had considerably further down the list as far as the percentage of people who called those issues important.
Well, speaking of same-sex marriage, of course, the big story this week are a pair of cases before the Supreme Court about same-sex marriage. You ask likely voters about this issue. What did you find?
So on same-sex marriage, we found a majority of likely voters support same-sex marriage. So 58% said that they support same-sex marriage, and 25% said that they oppose same-sex marriage. And again, this is likely voters in Massachusetts. It's not all residents or anything like that. But it actually echoes a lot of other recent polling here in Massachusetts that's found somewhere in that range to be the level of support that same-sex marriage has here in Massachusetts.
And you also found, which is interesting and perhaps not surprising, that when someone knows someone who is gay or lesbian, it makes a difference in the way they think about same-sex marriage, right?
Exactly. So among the people who said that they know someone who's gay or lesbian, the support for same-sex marriage was running around two-thirds, whereas people who said that they didn't know anybody's support was a little bit below half. That actually echoes some pretty interesting results that we're seeing at the national level, too. Pew, for example, just did a study on this issue and found that this isn't just a demographic shift that we're seeing. We're actually seeing people changing their opinions. And when you ask them, well, why, knowing someone was the number one reason.
Steve Cozzella, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Steve Cozzella. He's the president of Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted the survey for WBUR. You can find a link to that poll at radioboston.org.
Well, coming up, 11 months ago, Mayor Tom Menino challenged the city of Boston to lose £1 million within a year. So how much more does the city have to lose in the final weeks? Let's just say, Anthony, I might be doing some jumping jacks during the break. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.